Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
This is easily the hardest list I think we've ever done. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've never had so many honorable mentions. I've never had so.
I don't believe that because every show
I tried to shy away from them, but if Blake's still in my mouth.
No, you can have them because I am no one to judge in this one.
Do we really have a top 10, Blake?
I have a top 10. Every time I did one, I was like, oh, but there's one that's even better, and then there's an older one, and there's a newer one. And cartoons were peak, and I think I grew up in a very good era of cartoons. Not saying cartoons in your era weren't great, but like cartoons nowadays stink. Like I was the last generation of good cartoons, Cartoon Network, even Disney Channel, Disney XD, Nickelodeon. Like they were staples that were still pumping out that I think kids 20 years from now should watch. At least I have some adult cartoons on here. I guess one's like a middle age one and one's an adult cartoon, I guess you could say. But the rest are just staples.
Family Guy.
Family Guy is Stewie. One of my best lists.
Okay.
I mean, but there are a lot of honorable mentions. And if either of you guys say, hey, Blake, that should have been at number 2, 3, or 4, 5, I have no argument. This list is in no order. It's just bangers.
I mean, mine's supreme, so I mean, I don't, like I said, I'll probably recognize
He-Man,
Popeye. I will know two of them.
He-Man's on my honorable mention. Honorable mention.
Popeye the Sailor.
Mention. I wasn't a big Popeye cartoon guy.
I loved when he threw spinach in
my number
mouth.
5, Beavis and Butthead.
Solid.
Beavis
I probably
and
won't
Butthead.
Have any pushback because there's so many good cartoons.
Because I mean, this is an elite list.
It is. I like Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead, absolutely phenomenal. Ahead of their time. I mean, if you weren't laughing at Beavis and Butthead, I don't know what to tell you. So that's my number 5, Beavis and Butthead.
Okay. So for my number 5, we'll go ahead and give an honorable mention right here because I got a bunch. Codename Kids Next Door, which I believe was on Cartoon Network where they're in the treehouse. They got all the different characters with different numbers that are assigned to them.
Honorable mention. Go ahead.
Just a great flick that I don't even know if the characters really talked. I can't remember. It was just a peak show. But my actual number 5, you're actually going to know this one, Fred. Give me Pinky and the Brain.
I know Pinky and the Brain.
Give me Pinky and the Brain. Tom and Jerry-esque, if you will, for how they interact. I just thought their back and forth was hilarious. Give me that at number 5, and I feel very confident about that at number 5.
I like that. Solid choice by you. Pinky and the Brain.
All right, so I'm going to start off with, I'm going to do the same thing. One honorable mention per
go ahead.
Per one. So starting with my honorable mention, my first honorable mention, I have Fairly Odd Parents.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
My number 5 is Teen Titans, and this could be argued a lot of different ways because there's a lot of different versions.
Teen Titan Go.
I'm fine with all of them. My preferred one was Teen Titan Go.
What channel? Is this on?
That's a Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network special.
You've seen the characters in there. The green, short green guy.
What's it called?
Old girl that's
purple.
Teen
Titan Go.
Teen Titan Go.
Violet? Violet? Am I getting that right? Storm? I think it's Violet. It's Beast Boy?
Star something.
Star. Oh, my gosh. People are going to get roasted. We're going to get roasted for this. It is Star. It's Beast Boy. Star Girl, Starstruck,
Stardust,
Teen Titan Go.
There's like the miniature versions of them, which was a really popular one, and then there's also like just them grown out and stuff.
Okay,
like
all right,
okay. Who's turn? You're four.
Yeah. So my number four is Scooby Doo.
Nice, solid. Okay.
For a guy that does not like scary movies, I really enjoyed Scooby Doo.
Well, you qualify them as being scary?
When I was a child, yeah. I was like, risky. I could get scared here. Yeah,
well, I got away with it if it wouldn't have been for you measly kids.
Shout out to the Scooby-Doo movie. Maybe one of the best animation to
live action.
I think the one episode where like, because every episode they unmask the character, right?
There you go.
I think they've got
Why
one
are you
episode.
Spoiling it, Kevin.
My bad. I think they got like one episode out there where like the ghost or whatever isn't like a mask and it's like a legit ghost. I think that one shook me to my core.
Is there more than what you said? There is more than one Teen Titan.
Yeah, there's a many.
So I got to check in with my son for stuff like this. I said, "What you know about Teen Titan Go? Banger,
yep.
Both of them.
Yep.
Yeah, there's like I said, there's a couple of different Teen Titans iterations out there.
I mean, we're getting texts in that I forgot to add that are all W's.
Okay. I'm not looking yet. I'm not looking yet.
I didn't need to stop looking because it's going to deter me. That's a good call. My number four, Brady, not locked in.
No, hold on. I'm trying to tell my son to tune in so he can report back.
Yes,
because he's going to know he's going to know what you guys know better than I do.
Yeah, just tell him to turn on the Odyssey app. Tell him to fire up the YouTube. And
I
he'll
just
be
told him
loaded.
Tune into Dallas Fan Cam on YouTube.
Okay, number four. Give me Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Absolute banger video game. TV show. Shout out to the washer and dryer. Shout out to all the. I mean, it's a show where there's literally like 50 characters you can start following. And it's just all these weird shapes and stuff that are imaginary friends that they're taking care of. That's all it is. It's a foster home.
Okay.
So, great show.
Okay.
That was my honorable mention. My actual number four, Family Guy. I don't think I need to speak long about that. You can throw it on. It's great background, great laughter. And every episode, even if you've seen it, you're going to chuckle. If you don't chuckle, I would.
No, you're going to laugh. I haven't watched Family Guy in forever.
I don't think anybody's running to, but if it's on, you're going to let out a little chuckle.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if it's as funny now as it used to be because them early ones were. Plus, it was just.
It's just a joke to catch you off guard. Like, oh, he really said
that. That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. My number four, and neither one of you are gonna have any idea. Now, your daddy Walker will probably know this one. Ren and Stimpy.
I know Ren and Stimpy. A little orange and red.
Heard of it.
Orange and red, right?
Orange and red.
Like the characters. Am I? I feel like I'm thinking of the right person. Ren and Stimpy. I know exactly.
Ren and Stimpy were on
Orange and Red.
Look at
Yeah,
I've seen this.
Yeah,
I've seen this.
Am I not looking at the right thing?
Ren and Stimpy. The thing that it was just vile.
Yes.
Some of the stuff they did, and the voices. Were what really were next level for me on Ren and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy's a great.
Ren, you stupid booger picking idiot, was one of the go to lines from Ren and Stimpy. My number three. Doug.
Now that one.
Doug.
I know a little bit about, but I don't remember it being funny. Was it like on the super funny side? Was that it?
Doug was just Doug. Like he was just, there was some, he was a lovable loser. Doug.
Okay.
Okay. If you know, you know. Okay?
I'm not going to comment too much because I haven't seen that many episodes. I've seen like half of one, but it didn't draw me in.
Because you weren't ready for it.
I wasn't.
Okay, you weren't ready for Doug. You might not have been able to.
Fred, I'm going
to
test you. Do you know Doug's real government name on the show? Because I just saw it and it's iconic.
I don't remember now.
Douglas Yancey Funny.
I'll watch it now. No Caillou? No Caillou on your list?
It kind of looks like a Caillou.
Isn't that how the song goes?
Yeah, I know Fred.
Have you never heard of Caillou?
No clue what a Caillou is.
I don't know.
You don't even know? I mean, he's bald.
Well, he has a hair. It's kind of like Charlie Brown.
I mean, I have.
It's kind of like Charlie Brown.
I don't know. I have no idea who that is.
Caillou, iconic.
But Doug, and I'll tell you what, Doug was one of those. It was an early Nickelodeon cartoon. It came on after one of my honorable mentions, Rugrats. All right. If you know, you know. Rugrats were.
Rugrats was cool. It was cool. What was the other one? What's the what was Rugrats when they were like teenagers? What was that?
I don't know because I stopped watching it after.
No, Rugrats was good. Rugrats was good, but they had a teenager version too. I think was.
Did they?
I feel like it had something to do with a skateboard. I remember.
I mean, it's just called All Grown Up.
Apparently.
Maybe it wasn't good. I don't remember. There's a lot of cartoons that are kind of in that ilk.
But no, that was, I was a bit, you know, so Doug, but no, me and my cousin used to watch, you had, like I said, when you had Nickelodeon, there was Doug, there was Rugrats, and then I want to say you can't do that on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Television was on Nickelodeon as well, but I digress.
Okay, my number three, honorable mention, one of the GOATs as far as forming, I think, every young man's identity of wanting to be imaginative with their head and with monsters. Give me Ben 10 at number three for hitting that watch and having a different character
Ben come up. Ben 10, I've heard of that. What's his deal?
So he has a little watch that's green and black, and he would twist it to unlock certain characters, if you will. And when he would hit it, his character would come to life and help him fight whatever battle he's in.
Big time sellers on the for kids. They would always want to buy the watch.
Yeah, so they sold the watch in real life, and obviously every little kid wanted one. And you got to turn the text line off in this. People are lighting it up.
They're going insane. They're going insane.
And then
on the cartoons.
Yeah, I literally turned it off because we'll just be reading the text line the whole time. My actual number three, SpongeBob. By the same, Blake, is it not higher? But I have two that I prefer more, but it is number three for me.
Not a bad choice.
Probably the GOAT of cartoons as far as popularity. But for me, love it every time.
SpongeBob and Plankton are definitely on my...
But it's not 1-2 for me. All right. It's not 1-2.
Okay. I respect it. I will respect it. Mm-hmm. My number three. Now, I do have to ask, can I just do Looney Tunes as a whole, or do I need... Okay.
Nope.
Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Solid.
Solid.
That's mine, but
no complaints.
Because the problem
all of Looney Tunes, I always wanted to watch Looney Tunes.
I mean, here's the thing: I wouldn't hate you for it. I mean, unless you decide Bugs Bunny's your number one.
Is Elmer Fudd the one?
Elmer Fudd. I want to get that Wascally Wabbit. Yeah, I mean, he's always trying to kill.
The gun.
He's the one with the gun. Elmer Fudd.
Wait, can you give me another Elmer trying to find Bugs?
That Wascally Wabbit. I mean, look, you know what?
What's the pig's name? The pig was funny.
It's Porky. Porky Pig, come on.
The Porky just
You know what? Looney Tunes number three.
Okay. All right.
You know what? Because I mean, if you're gonna, you can't.
Sometimes they mash together.
Well, they're all tremendous together. Right. I mean, you can't go wrong. Daffy Duck, who's one of my honorable mentions. Daffy Duck was a savage.
This game's coming down to the wire, Frank.
He was underrated.
Oh, wildly.
Everybody was staring at Bugs Bunny, but Daffy Duck.
You know what? Daffy Duck was the Scottie Pippen to Bugs Bunny's Michael Jordan.
I agree.
We might be seeing a Denver Nuggets
game winner.
A little
bit of an upset. Yeah, absolutely.
My honorable mention to go along with that is Kick Buttowski.
Nah, hey, no, that's a throwback even for me. That just brought my brain back. Good pull,
Xavier, Ben 10 was a banger.
I'm telling you, man. Ben 10 was... you weren't missing an episode for what new character he's going to pull out.
I mean, all what channel was it on?
Cartoon Network?
Yeah, that was a Cartoon Network.
Okay. And see, the thing is, when I was growing up, computers were still like really big as far as computer games.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And they had the CartoonNetwork.com. Where okay. all the shows you were playing, you could you could play the computer game.
That was huge.
Oh, you didn't even, a phone? No. PS3? No. Computer games, CartoonNetwork.com.
These kids nowadays, they're born on and they're raised on iPads. No. It was cartoons first.
The best computer game ever that was a recreation was my partner's a gym monkey. How does that, do you know what I'm talking about, Kevin?
Mine was Pop Tropica.
Pop Tropica was the best computer. We're gonna have to do that. Top five computer games. That's number one, easily, as Pop Tropica.
People buy books to get good at that game.
Literally, like physical books reading how to do it.
I'm intrigued by this.
So my honorable mention to go with my number two.
We just at the same time.
He did. He
in
did.
Harmony?
Jinx, big puff.
Because I know somebody on the text line is going to berate us if we don't bring it up. So yeah. I'm going to do it. My honorable mention, because this wasn't a show directed towards me, regular show. My number two, SpongeBob.
Nice. Okay, nice. Fair enough. I am at it for that. All right, what's your number two?
Okay, my number two, let's throw another honorable mention out there. Let's go with the Grim Adventures of Bill and Mandy. Shout out to the Grim Reaper. Shout out to Bill's big old nose. And shout out to Mandy being a G. Just three characters carrying the show. We also got the old man sitting in the rocker. The show has like two settings and somehow carried so many episodes of just them being clean. It kind of goes... right in with Courage the Cowardly Dog. I feel like those kind of interloop into similar cartoons. You can kind of couple them together. But my actual number two, and if we're talking strictly cartoons, no adult stuff, just for kids, the best cartoon, in Blake's humble opinion, that I related to the most, that I enjoyed, longevity in episodes, character development, give me Fairly Odd Parents. And number two is Blake's goated cartoon. There is one that's ahead of it, but we're talking strictly cartoons.
Yeah.
Fairly Odd Parents takes the crown.
All right. My number two, Fred Flintstone. The Flintstones.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
A little bit of bias.
He's only one of the greatest cartoon characters of all time. Fred Flintstone, Wilma, fine for her age. All right. Let's call it what it is.
How old was she in the show?
Who, Fred?
No, she.
He just said, how old is she in the show? Who, Fred?
I started with how old is he? I mean, how old was she? I don't know. Yeah. Yadid's his age. And then my number one.
Not helping himself.
I don't care anymore. It's 11:35. Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny. The absolute GOAT. You're not going to convince me otherwise. There was nothing Bugs Bunny couldn't do.
43 years old.
Perfect. There you go. That's right up my alley. Bugs Bunny, number one, not even close.
Okay, I'm just going to run through these. I got a couple honorable mentions.
I know
didn't
you do.
Get mentioned it.
We know
nobody
you do.
Has said that I think should have made maybe somebody's top five, at least honorable mentions, so I'll name them. Dexter's Laboratory, which was very close to my number five. I thought it's an amazing flick. I got on there as well Animaniacs. If we're talking Looney Tunes,
that's post, a good one.
Animaniacs was my preference over Looney Tunes. Avatar: The Last Airbender. Shout out Aang. I thought that was a great flick, learning all the different elements. Last honorable mention, one of the more popular shows did crossovers on Nickelodeon with Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron, who I'm surprised nobody said. No Sheen and Carl Love. Carl! But my number one, the best cartoon ever created. I've got memorabilia all around my house. I've got clothing.
I already know which one you're going with here. I already know where you're going with this one.
Rick Sanchez and Morty for Rick and Morty.
There you go.
Number one is the best cartoon ever created.
All right. Well, that leaves it to me. My last honorable mention is going to be, I'll have two because one of them y'all aren't going to know anything about. Beyblades. I was big on Beyblades.
Shout out Beyblades.
Really my only anime show that I watched.
Is that an honorable mention?
I got a question for you, Cac.
Yep.
Are we counting Yu-Gi-Oh?
I never watched Yu-Gi-Oh.
But are we counting it as a cartoon?
I didn't know it had a cartoon. So.
See, I don't. No. I just don't know if it falls in the cartoon base. If Yu-Gi-Oh falls, it's in my top five. It's number two.
Well, Pokemon falls in there.
Then we're throwing Yu-Gi-Oh in there.
Okay.
That's. If you want entry level anime cartoon, you watch Yu-Gi-Oh. Okay. Continue, sir.
And then another one for me. My number one of all time, Gravity Falls.
Oh, I was on a Gravity Falls kick first 2-3 seasons, fell off a little before me, but I got nothing but good things to say about Gravity Falls. So that's a newer cartoon coming into the round, what, 2015-ish?
Yeah, something like that. They didn't have enough seasons, but it was definitely something to keep up with because it was like a mystery.
Yeah.
And the shows actually followed chronologically. Oh, that was not a word.
Chronologically?
Yeah, that word. So it actually kind of made sense to actually keep up. It's kind of like appointment television for a child.
Okay.
Cronenberg. I'll see if anybody gets that reference when I say the word Cronenberg. That's it. That's all I got.
The Simpsons is on my honorable mention. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
That's a great one.
Honorable mention. Arthur is on my honorable mention.
Oh, Phineas and Ferb.
What an omission.
Nobody mentioned the Boondocks.
No, that's a great one. See,
nobody mentioned the Boondocks.
I don't know. Sometimes when I think of cartoon and animated, I blend the line, but I don't really think of it as cartoonish. It's what they're talking about.
It's very much an adult show. And then the one we forgot about with our guy,
Aqua Teen Hunger Force. With Meatball?
With Boy Meatwad. Yeah. A.K.A. Lucius.
Johnny Test, Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, Space Goes Coast to Coast. Forgot that as
Powder
well.
Powderpuff Girls, nobody?
Kim Possible.
There you go. Let's see.
Hey Arnold? Recess?
Yeah.
You didn't watch Recess or Hey Arnold? That's like your time zone.
Nobody named South Park. I'm kind of surprised neither of y'all.
South Park.
I never got
probably
into it.
Probably because I was always super stoned when I watched it. So
American Dad?
I don't remember watching it.
American Dad?
Oh. I hot take, maybe. Funnier than the hell's that show?
Family Guys. We'll read your guys' text, give you caught up on what's happening in the next day of DFW Sports.
Final segment.
Close us out in the final segment till midnight.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.